Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Send the tweets, send the hot takes at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. First off, congratulations to Brett, or maybe I should say congratulations to Bert. The Big Ten gets bigger. I like the move by Illinois. I really do. I was getting texts this morning going, is this really it's a better move. No offense to Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith has been a good football coach throughout his career. He really has. But when you're bringing in JUCOs, you're a state, you're a big, like, a few JUCOs are fine. With the way they went about it, it's like, are you really putting in what you need to put in? Are you putting together the effort you need to put in to recruit the heartland, to recruit that area? Brett Bielema will do that. He'll do that. And he's a pretty good football coach, and they'll have some upsets, and they should have. I mean, for a team like Illinois, I'm always the person who says know your neighborhood, know your surroundings, know where you're supposed to be, understand your limitations. And Illinois, more of a basketball school, but still a big state school. I put Illinois in that mid-category. I don't think Illinois should be down towards the bottom of the Big Ten. Like, if Tom Allen's done a remarkable job, if Tom Allen, I think, makes Lovie Smith and makes some of the other coaches look worse. Indiana is by far a basketball school that didn't really care about football and still doesn't care that much. Didn't care that much about football until this year. That's a basketball state. Obviously, it's a basketball school. Obviously. And when Tom Allen's turning in the performances that he turned in this year and might get a chance to do here in the future, I think it makes some of the other schools look worse. And because Illinois is supposed to be at the bottom. Northwestern's supposed to be near the bottom. They've got a nice coach in Pat Fitzgerald who's able to get them going every few years. And every now and then, yeah, they have a 4 or 5-win season here and there. But it's rare. He's a good coach. They got themselves a good hand there. With Lovie Smith, you can be, I think, at the tippy top. I thought you could have been a 7-win team, maybe an 8-win team. And looking over his career, there was times where I thought that they would turn that corner and they would really be able to put something like that together with Lovie Smith at Illinois. Now with Brett Bielema, I think that, yeah, definitely you can be an 8-win team, not in every now and then a 9-win team, depending on who you recruit. Maybe you can surprise some people here and there. You kind of like what happened with Juice Williams, where maybe you can surprise some people here and there. They'll get upsets. They'll do a pretty decent job. I like this hire by Illinois this morning. I think that's a good hire by Illinois, and I think that Brett Bielema will do a pretty good job. Save all the jokes. I know that I even tweeted the picture of him shirtless, which if you look at his belly, and I know we don't like to do personal appearances show fodder, it kind of looks like a dog. Like, have you ever seen a dog puppet, Pierno? Have you ever seen like a dog, like a stuffed animal? Like a dog stuffed animal? Look at the picture of Brett Bielema with a shirt off and tell me that doesn't look like a dog. He's smooth looking too. I mean, he's on vacation. He's looking good. For a large person, he looks good. Let's give it where it's due. He looks pretty good. But if you ever look at like a stuffed animal dog, like an old style stuffed animal dog, that's what it looks like. But I think that Brett Bielema is going to do a fine job. 855-212-4CBS. I don't think he's going to go to the college football playoffs. I don't know if he'll get to a Big Ten championship game, but I think Brett Bielema is going to do a pretty fine job there and resurrect the career. Today's a big day in college football, obviously. Today we discuss not who's going to be in. I don't know if I want to know who's going to be in. I'll tell you who I think is going to be in. I want to know who deserves to be in. Deserve is a loaded word. It's a loaded phrase. Because in college football, especially in college football, because we can't do this with a lot of other things, we can argue and talk about who deserves to be in, who we feel deserves to be in those spots. When we talk about deserve, it comes to fairness. And fairness has been a loaded conversation here over the last year, whether it be in college football, whether it be in real life. Deserve for college football and for the top four, I think is going to be different for a lot of people out there, and that's why I throw it right out to you, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Because if I talk about deserving, Alabama, even with a loss today, you would say they deserve to be in. Why? Best team in the country. They are allowed to slip up as the best team in the country. Plenty of teams do. Plenty of teams have. They're allowed to slip up as the best team in the country, and they've played 10 games. This is game 11. Notice the phrase. Notre Dame. If Notre Dame loses close, Notre Dame deserves to be in. If Notre Dame loses by 40, there's a different conversation. The Trevor Lawrence conversation will be in there, but Notre Dame will have played 11 games. Does Notre Dame deserve to be in? Some people will say no. I'll say yes. If they lose by 40, it's a hard conversation to have. I don't think they're going to lose by 40. I do think they lose today. I don't think they lose by such a wide, terrible margin. Clemson. Well, obviously, Clemson, if they win, they get in. They've played 11 games. They'd be 10-1. They've exercised the demon in Notre Dame. They deserve to be in. But, of course, I got to get to Ohio State. The question turns into, does Ohio State deserve to be in? It's hard for me to say, with common sense, no. If you listen to the Open last week, I had to make a very strong analogy comparing college sports to what we're dealing with now. We have seen that in a lot of places in the world, we protect the biggest. And that is not right. Being a person who knows a lot of small business owners and having to see those people who've had to look their employees in the eye and actually let those people go, where the very biggest companies don't have to necessarily do that, it's very difficult. And the biggest companies have been protected. Well, the other ones haven't. And that's a shame. And that's sad. And in college football, while it's not as serious, well, in some cases it is, but in this case, it's not as serious as what it is with some person were to lose their job, lose their livelihood, lose their business. It is still the same principle of you protect the biggest. Ohio State means big business. Ohio State means big money. And if you put Ohio State in here, and again, I said this last week in the very beginning, if I put Ohio State in the college football playoff, I know there's emotion tied to this. If Ohio State wins, beats Northwestern, and I put Ohio State in the playoff, I know it's 6-0 instead of 10-0, 10-1, 10-0, or 11-0, 11-1, somewhere in there, like what Clemson and Notre Dame and Alabama have. If I put Ohio State in there, I know that I've created polarization. I know that there's going to be fans who hate Ohio State who want to see Ohio State falter. I know that there's going to be fans of other schools that because of this, because they say it's not fair, and it's not. That they say it's not fair, they're going to want Ohio State to lose and lose badly. And there are plenty of people all over the world who are great big Ohio State fans, great big Ohio State honks, who don't care about any of that. They want to be the bad guy. They want to beat Alabama. They want to beat Notre Dame. They want to finally get the monkey off their back that is Clemson. They want to go to the college football playoff, and they want to prove everybody wrong. I know that that will draw eyes, ratings, and obviously money. I know it's going to do that. So do I do, if I'm the college football playoff, do I do what's best for fairness? Do I do what's best for business? And if I look up and down the top 10, the college football playoff committee, and this is a wild Charlie Day mailroom trying to figure out what's going on. This is a wild type of thought. But I know that watching through the top 10, I think the College Football Playoff Committee has protected itself with each one of these moves. If Alabama wins, great. Alabama gets to be number one. If Notre Dame wins, great. Notre Dame gets to be number two. Then there's the sticky wicket of what happens with Clemson. You've lost two games. Do we put a two-loss Clemson team in? Can we put a two-loss team? Because Ohio State, 6-0 is 6-0. Oh, there's an O there. Dabo Sweeney will huff and he'll puff and he'll try to blow every single house down. And he has a lot of rights, too, because he's played in more games. They've played in 11 games. They have more chances to lose those games. That's totally fairly understood by Dabo Sweeney. He has every right to complain and moan about that. But then you have Texas A&M. At 7-1, would probably be 8-1. Texas A&M can slide right up there. The Iowa State situation is the first one where you look at it and you start to say, now it's starting to make sense, now it's starting to come together. Ohio State ranks 6. As a person who has an affinity for Iowa State this year, I still think 6, personally, is a little high. And when you have Oklahoma there 10, who's a six-point favorite in this game, you start to draw the conclusions. Now, Oklahoma would be a two-loss football team, but Oklahoma would be able to push up themselves, which would be able to push up other opponents. Do I drop any one of these other teams because they're a two-loss team or because they're even a one-loss team? Does Oklahoma probably, if they win today, probably will win today? It's hard to beat these teams twice, and it was an upset then, and it would be an upset now if Iowa State were to get Oklahoma today. So if Oklahoma wins, do they shoot up enough in the rankings where they're able to provide some cushion for a one-loss team to not fall out, or possibly even a two-loss team? And will, if this is the case of business, if the impossible were to happen again, just like what I said about Oklahoma and Iowa State, the same thing I would say with Notre Dame and Clemson, if Clemson were to lose twice, do I take Clemson and put them out of the College Football Playoff, considering they lost twice to a team that's also in the College Football Playoff? Is that good for business? It starts to get watered down, as you can tell. So the question of deserves to be in there, these are loaded questions. And the question of deserves, when I'm hearing all these other college coaches, and I'll tell you guys, I'm right in the middle of everything with Ohio State. And Ohio State fans, they hear what Dan Mullen says, and they get all mad and huffy and puffy about it when Dan Mullen says, while he's an abrasive person, while he can be a very arrogant person, what Dan Mullen says, for the most part, has been the absolute truth. Florida's played a full slate. It's not Ohio State's fault that the Big Ten messed this thing up. Ohio State wanted to play and put it all out there with them and Nebraska, that they wanted to play this thing from the very beginning, that the science did not change a month later from where the month was before. And if the science was there, if the science didn't change, everybody told you things would be tough now and not in September. Things will be tougher now instead of September. I should clarify that. But the Big Ten went the Big Ten's way, thinking that everybody else was going to go. Do I hold it against Ohio State, who I know is a talented football team that talent-wise, is one of the top four teams in college football? Do I hold it against Ohio State for the misgivings of Kevin Warren and what the Big Ten has done? Do I do that? I don't know if I can. We're talking about fairness. And even with Ohio State, while it seems to be unfair that Ohio State's a top four team and they've only played 5 games, that it's unfair that they started the season late, that they didn't have the opportunities to lose that what Florida had, and Dan Mullen's right about that, that what Dabo Sweeney had, and Dabo Sweeney's right about that. Is it fair to point the finger at Ohio State, or do I point the finger at the Big Ten? Or for everybody on the outside, I might as well just point the finger at both. Or give the finger to both, depending on what college football team you root for. So when we bring in who's going to be, I can tell you, I think Alabama wins. I think Notre Dame loses. I don't think that matters much. I think they're able to stay into the top 4. However, Clemson, they win, they go to number two. That's the way it probably goes. Ohio State more than likely wins. If Notre Dame loses, do they keep Notre Dame in, knowing there could be, if Notre Dame were to fall to four or Notre Dame were to fall to three, either way, there could be another matchup between Clemson and Notre Dame. Does that matter? Should that matter? Do I leave Notre Dame in because of that? A one-loss team, do I pull the Fighting Irish out? Do I put in Texas A&M? Considering Texas A&M has played a decent enough schedule as a one-loss football team, has played well ever since the beginning rocky part of the regular season. We had people calling earlier this year wanting to fire Jimbo Fisher. That's a hand-to-God truth. Pierno was there. There were people who wanted to fire Jimbo Fisher. Do I give Texas A&M the bump? They didn't play for a championship. Do I give Texas A&M the bump? Do I take out Notre Dame knowing that that is going to change while Texas A&M has a massive fan base? I know that's going to change my final dollar amount. So the question is, for again, who deserves? Because I can look at this with business and say, boy, three of these four spots, depending on the outcome today, three of these four spots are probably solidified. Alabama, even if they were to lose by 60, I don't know if that's going to be enough to get them out of the college football playoff. Florida as a two-loss team, as an SEC champion, can I put them in there? As a two-loss football team but won the SEC, makes an argument. Notre Dame at 10-0, maybe 10-1. Again, we've been over that. Clemson, we've been over that. And obviously Ohio State, we've been over that. So I pass it on to you. Who deserves to be in the top four in college football? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We get to you guys next. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio. Jordan Ross Dellinger going to join us, Sports Illustrated college football writer, I beg your pardon, because CBS Sports NFL writer Jordan Najani is going to join us 1240 p.m. Eastern, 1140 a.m. Eastern. One of my favorite guests. We're talking NBA. Justin Termini going to join us. I don't care what any of the other ones say. 11 o'clock Eastern, I'm doing my victory lap for the little guy. For the mid-markets in the NBA, I'm doing a victory lap. I don't care about the opt-out. I don't care about anything. I'm doing my victory lap. I'm getting excited for Milwaukee. As a fan, I found my second favorite NBA team this week. I'm pulling for them. I'm pulling for Bucks fans. I'm pulling for the Bucks. I'm pulling for Giannis. I don't give a damn. I'm sure it'll probably end ugly. I'm sure all the NBA writers will get what they want and we'll be able to call them sentient beings and be on their side because we all just want players to move to the biggest markets and just leave the middle markets out of it. Just make it into a traveling circus instead of actually having, you know, home court advantages and fans that really like their own basketball teams. Now we'll just continue to push the players. Listen, I support the empowerment. That's fine. You got everything you want. You're able to make these moves, and I'm going to explain this later on, man. You can't all be LeBron, and I think too many of the guys look at LeBron and say that they can do that, and they're supposed to have egos. Maybe they're supposed to say that, but you ain't LeBron, buddy. James Harden, you're not LeBron. Russ, you're not LeBron. Kyrie, you're damn sure not LeBron. Kevin Durant, pretty close. Zion, maybe someday. Luka, someday. Giannis, you get a little close there. Grant you that. Damian Lillard, who is a prince of a guy, knows he's not LeBron, and he's one of the examples I want to bring up later on. 855-212-4CBS. I want to get to who deserves to be in the top four. It's turning into an Ohio State hate fest, which I'm here for. I'll listen to it. We'll go right to the phones. Chris, he's listening on SiriusXM Channel 206. He's in South Bend, Indiana. He's next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I just want to – how do you justify putting Ohio State – if they win the Big Ten Championship, how does anybody justify them putting in the playoffs?
If it's hard.
USC
money.
If USC would have won last night, would you put them in?
They would have been 6-0. They would have been 6-0 themselves. The only thing I can say, Chris, is money. Is that a justification of any means? To the bottom line, it absolutely is. Remember, they got TV contracts they got coming up here. Over this offseason,
yeah,
Chris.
TV, but aren't we crowning the college football champion? Should it be the four best team? I get it's a business now, but if it's about crowning the championship, Ohio State has no business being in there whatsoever.
Well, if you were going to do this, think about it this way. All right, now what you said about USC was about as dead on as possible. All right, but if you're, and this is where, because there's only four of them, we can't put eight in them. There's a guessing game here. Would Ohio, do you believe Ohio State would beat USC on a neutral field? I say yes.
I say yes, but neither of them deserve to be there because both conferences were scared to play a full season. Same with ACC.
Come with me. I can't blame USC for that. I can't blame Ohio State for that. I can blame their conferences, but I don't know if I want to make them – can I make them a victim of their conferences for not wanting to play? I don't think I can, especially because Ohio State was as – they at least were publicly as adamant as anybody about wanting to play in the Big Ten, them and Nebraska. One thing went one way, other thing went the other way, obviously. Go ahead.
If it's about college football, then the NCAA should – like solidify what the rules are and not allow conferences like the Big Ten and the ACC to curtail their agenda to get make sure their teams get in. If Clemson wins tonight, Notre Dame should 100% be out, and it should be a punishment for not scheduling that last game and giving them Wake Forest off.
Really? See, I don't see.
Absolutely.
They've still played 10 games, Chris. That's still a lot of games. I still want to give them that credit. And see, this is the problem that we have here, Chris, and thank you very much for the call. You mentioned the NCAA. Remember, it's not up to the NCAA. It's up to the College Football Playoff Committee. These are separate entities. These are separate. The NCAA, they decide everything else. They don't decide this. This is a separate entity. It's the College Football Playoff. It's not the NCAA playoff. And so they can make up their rules, and they've proven they can make up their rules on the fly. In some years, conference championships matter. Okay, well, how about this? And this is going off right off of what Chris said. And by the way, I don't think I disagree with Chris. This is the problem with it. I don't think it's fair either. But is it fair, or in the words of George C. Scott in A Christmas Story, is it business, or Christmas Carol, I should say? If Florida wins and beats Alabama, that's an SEC champion right there. They're a two-loss team. Do I keep them out because they're a two-loss team? Do I take Alabama out of there? Alabama is, we can say that they're the best team in the country. They got four different guys who could probably win the Heisman Trophy at any given time here this season. They're allowed to make a mistake. Great teams have slip-ups. Do I kick Alabama out of there? Do I just make it Florida, Alabama, the winner of Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State? Do I put Texas A&M up there? Do I make it three SEC teams? What do I do? Like, no way. I don't think this is going to be – this is going to be the ugliest way to it. And it's not a disagree. I can't. It's such a weird argument. I don't disagree with Chris. It's not fair. The thing that the College Football Playoff Committee would have to do is if they put Ohio State in, and they probably, especially if they beat Northwestern, and they probably will, and you put Ohio State in there, you better hope Ohio State wins. Because if Ohio State wins, then you can do your victory laps, and you can do your champion's pose. We told you they were great. If they put them at three, considering they're the loser in Notre Dame, Clemson might drop down to four. You put them in there at three, that would mean probably a number two. I'm just going by the guess. A number two Clemson versus number three Ohio State, and Ohio State gets a chance to get the monkey off their back again. Because there's just something about playing Clemson. They've been able to beat Alabama. They've been able to beat Notre Dame. There is something about Clemson, South Carolina, that just does not sit well with the Buckeyes. Can we get to Jerry in Charlotte, North Carolina? He's next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you. Go ahead.
Let me put it this way. If the committee puts Ohio State in, whether they win against Northwestern or not, if they put Ohio State in there, this whole thing is a joke. What they're doing is they're giving the middle finger to the rest of the Power Five conferences because of these other teams that have played 10 and 11 games and are 10-1 or even 10-2. Mm-hmm. And to put a Ohio State team in there, they're just money grabbing. And they're giving the middle finger to the rest of the schools mm-hmm. in the other Power Five conferences.
Yes, they are.
And it's unfair. It is. And it should be unfair, and they should suffer for it because it's ridiculous.
Jerry, I swear to God, It's not where I'm patronizing you all. What you're saying is true, and thank you very much for the call. What you're saying is the absolute truth. But in this time, everywhere else in life, myself included, everybody, We want to make sure our next paycheck is coming down. We want to make sure there's going to be money in the account, there's food on the table, the bills are paid, so on and so forth. College football is the same way. And what means to them, you just said it, what means to them now more than anything is money. It means more than it ever has. With the contracts that are up for television at this time, with what they've lost in revenues, you saw what the Big Ten, well, we're going to have a 21-day quarantine, okay? Then we're going to, you have to play six games. You knew that was going to go out the window. If Ohio State would have lost earlier this year, then maybe you would have played six games. Yeah, fine. If they would have done Michigan, Ohio State, where Michigan went out there and blew out Minnesota, and we thought Michigan was going to be, you know, real hot stuff this year, if they would have done what they were supposed to do, or they should have done, and played Ohio State, Michigan week one, maybe there'd be an argument for that. Make sure they get that game in instead of having this complete mess that they've had here. That's still the Big Ten's fault. It's all the Big Ten's fault. I cannot defend the Big Ten for what they've done. But it does show you that, again, the NCAA, they might try to be fair. They might try to be more fair on this. They might try to go by the book. A committee of college football playoff people do not have to do that. They can make it up as they go. It's all for argument. It's all semantic. It is all subjective to what we think. That's what it is. It's the same thing as if you listen to Robin and you liked Robin from 6 to 10 and you don't like me and you do like Pony. Like, it's subjective. That's all it is. It's not fair. And you'll go back to it and say, well, you know what? I'm a big Pittsburgh fan. Pony's from Pittsburgh, so I like Pittsburgh. So I like Pony. Yeah, that's how you might do it. Hey, you know what? We need to get our money. Ohio State means a lot of money. We'll put Ohio State in. Six games, huh? 6-0? Because if you're an Alabama fan, Notre Dame fan, Clemson fan, and hell, for that matter, A&M, Iowa State, Florida, Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, everybody going, I played this many games? BYU went out and rescheduled. BYU took a game on short notice. It ain't fair. It's not fair. And so this is, but I think because of the unfairness and the anger that's there, if Ohio State wins, that makes it even more likely that they're definitely going to put them in there because you're going to be watching and hoping to God that they just get hammered. And you're going to be hoping that if it's more than likely a 2-3, say I pick Clemson to win tonight, say you got 2-3 with Clemson and Ohio State coming up in a couple of weeks, you're going to hope that Dabo's pouring it on. He's going to be there in his Clemson sweatshirt and his Clemson hat and his weird pants and his weird sayings. And you're going to hope that it's not that 50's not enough, that 60's not enough, that 70's not enough. You're going to be hoping for it. And they know that. And that's why they'll put Ohio State in. That's why they'll do it. 855-212-4CBS. I'll try to get to some more people coming up. Also, Ross Dellinger is going to join us, Sports Illustrated college football writer. We'll see what he has to say about all this. See if he can make heads or tails of it. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, it's the latest sports update with Marco Belletti. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote today at geico.com. It's easy. Coming up at 1140 a.m. Eastern, Justin Termini will join us. NBA Today on SiriusXM NBA. We'll talk, obviously, the NBA with him. Giannis staying put. Other guys possibly on the move. Kyrie Irving. Oh, it's all coming up. That's at 1140 a.m. Eastern, 855-212-4CBS. Holding on, Ross. We'll try to get to Ross. Let me try to get to David in Buffalo. He's been on hold. David in Buffalo, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, David.
What's up, Ken? How you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful, my friend.
I appreciate it, bud. First off, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you. I hope that things are going very, very well over at the new golf course, buddy. Don't think I haven't forgotten.
You bet, man. Absolutely. Hopefully hit them long and straight too at the simulator this winter over at Valley of the Eagles. But before I
we'll see.
my whole thing on the playoffs is this. You know, to me it comes down to the NCAA needs a czar. They need one person in charge of this to kind of unravel this whole thing. You know, make it a clear-cut formula of what they're really looking for. And I think people are just more sick of Ohio State. I don't think they don't disrespect the talent they have because, I mean, obviously they put guys in the NFL year in and year out. They have, you know, a great coach in Ryan Day and Urban Meyer before. I think people though want to see like what we saw years ago with Boise State winning that game against Oklahoma. So to me, this probably would have been the one year you could have made the argument, hey, let's put more teams in. Let's see if a Coastal Carolina has any shot. I mean, we've seen upsets before in all sports at the college and at the pro level. It's a wacky year. Let's make it different. To me, it looked like they were just going more for the brand name this year. And as goofy and as messed up as the season has been, to me, this is the one year you could have made that argument. So I would have liked to seen some little guys in there, but you know what? I think the NCAA's got to get their house in order before they can really start to make this make any sense, because every year the only thing they get out of this is a debate, and that's why, to me, the NFL is getting stronger and college football looks weaker every year.
Well, I think any sports fan, David, thank you very much for the call, and again, Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. The difference is any sports fan wants fairness. It happens the same way with the Roby Coleman play. Wasn't it Roby Coleman a couple years ago on the pass interference that wasn't called? Sports fans who were not, it doesn't matter if you're a Saints fan or you are a Saints fan, sports fans want fairness. They get upset about that. And so if you look up and down the line at Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State, one of these things does not look like the other. And it seems to be unfair. And even if I get some sort of a czar, then I'm just going to have a problem with the czar. And by the way, I don't like to name anything czar, because anything that's been named after a czar, all the way back to Nicholas, has not worked out well. So if you get like the overlord, the commissioner, whatever it may be, there's still going to be problems on the influence of that guy. Because even when we do this with Roger Goodell, we blame Roger Goodell for all the problems and all the good things and all the whatevers when it comes to the NFL. It's still the owners who make those decisions. It's still the owners. We get all upset about Mark Emmert when it comes to the NCAA and their rules. We get upset about Bill Hancock when it's still other people who make those decisions. So if I have one guy making that decision, if I give him that absolute power, there's still going to be a decision on market, on money, on what truly brings eyeballs to it. Get back to that coming up here in just a second. Let me get to Ross Dellinger, who joins us right now. Sports Illustrated college football writer. Follow him on Twitter, at Ross Dellinger. Ross, thanks for joining us today, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
Ross, first off, hey, can I get a give me what you think about Brett Bielema going to Illinois real quick.
Well, yeah, I know he's been trying to get back in. You know, he interviewed for a few jobs, including down there in Hattiesburg at Southern Miss. You know, last year he interviewed at Colorado, so trying to certainly crack back into it. And it's not an easy job. Obviously, Illinois is not, but I think it could be better than what it's been. It's obviously you have Chicago right there, and that's somewhere that they have to go. And you talk to people who know that job a little better certainly than I do, and they say Chicago has been kind of ignored. So you got to get there. He's hopefully somebody has told him that. But having Brett back in college football is probably not a bad thing. He's certainly a colorful guy.
So who deserves to be in the top four of the college football playoffs?
Well, that's the question we're all trying to figure out the answer to. I heard you earlier, we could make this a little easier on ourselves by either expanding the playoff or expanding it and getting automatic bids. That way we don't have to debate the topic, and we just have it like every other level of football has, where whatever happens on the field in winning a championship, you get an automatic bid, whether it's high schools or FCS or NFL, division winners and division runner-up type thing. You know, I wish we could have something like that in college football, but we don't, and so here we are debating it. And obviously Alabama, Notre Dame, and Clemson are there, and I think we're just fighting over that last spot. If Clemson loses today, then I think then we'll, talking about do they deserve to be in still. And then you're looking at maybe having an argument over Texas A&M if they win today in Ohio State, which has played just six games, So everybody certainly has a claim. Those six teams have a claim. And then you got the Big 12 winner, whoever wins in the Big 12. But I don't know there's a right answer, at this point. And we knew the game differential this year was going to be a talking point. in an issue, and it is. You know, Ohio State playing half of the games that everybody else has is certainly an issue.
Ross Dellinger joining us on the show. Well, Ross, what do you do you believe in expansion of the college football playoffs to maybe eight teams?
Yeah, I believe in expansion only if we have an automatic bid process, like I was saying earlier, where it's something I heard in about a year ago, actually, in New York at the Football Foundation, a Hall of Fame deal where all the AEs and coaches come up there. I had an AD tell me that the 18 playoff, was getting more traction, and it would be the five Power Five champions will get an automatic bid, and the best group of five team will get an automatic bid, and then you have two at-larges. And I think that could work. I think we just have to take as much as we can out of the human subjectivity. You know, we got a human element. We just got to take as much as we can out. Not that I want the BCS again in computers, but again, every level of football has automatic bids for conference division type champions, and I think college football has got to get that some way. And I think we have to expand the playoff probably to get that in. So whether it's six or eight, I think we probably should do that. And I think it's coming. I think everybody knew when we expanded to four that we were going to eventually have to expand again because we have five Power Five conferences. And you have four spots, and that's a problem.
See, because one of the arguments that were made to me was, and this happened earlier this week on one of my on my other show, is that, well, if you expand to eight and I let a BYU in or a Coastal Carolina in or a Cincinnati in, they're probably going to get hammered, absolutely hammered by Alabama. And I'm still thinking, well, yeah, more than likely, but it's still a one-day type of thing, and great teams, we've seen this before, Ross, great teams could wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I think that's all that people are kind of hoping for. Wouldn't it be that way? If we're just arguing about the probability of an upset, I don't know if that's a great argument against rolling it out to eight teams.
No, it's not a good argument at all, and one of the big reasons is it's not a good argument is because we have seen blowouts in the semifinal every year. We see them. I covered the Notre Dame-Clemson game a few years back, 31-0. I covered last year's LSU-Oklahoma game, 52-28 or something like that. We have blowouts every year in those semifinals. And so to say that you can't do this or that because of a blowout, try to avoid a blowout, well, we're not avoiding it. I mean, it happens still right now under the current system. So I don't think that's a great argument. And again, you go back in history and the big difference with the group of five teams obviously is going to be talent and resources. You know, they're not going to sign as good of players, and they're not going to, and because of that, a lot of times they're not going to have the resources that Power Fives do. But you have seen them be very competitive. The Louisiana Cajuns went up and beat by 17 points Iowa State, and they might win the Big 12. So you see it happen every year.
Ross, final one, how do you see it shaking out? Tomorrow, what's going to be the top four?
I figure Alabama will beat Florida to be the number one seed. I think Clemson's going to beat probably Notre Dame. I don't expect any kind of blowout, and so Clemson will be the two seed. Ohio State wins, beats Northwestern. I would think they'll be the three seed. And I would think Notre Dame, again, if they keep it, if it's close enough, it will be the number four seed. So I think probably it'll stay the exact same.
How close should Notre Dame keep it then? Can they lose by 21, still be a top four team?
That would be tough. I think anything over three touchdowns or over, it's going to be a really interesting debate for the committee. They'll have to put side by side the resumes of Texas A&M and Notre Dame for sure.
Ross, we thank you very much for the time, my friend. All the best.
Alrighty.
Ross Dellinger, Sports Illustrated college football writer. Follow him on Twitter @RossDellinger. Top four, if I have a top four right now, and I still say the whole time, yeah, you know what, it ain't fair. By the way, Chris Olave is going to miss the Big Ten title game for Ohio State. Also, Drew Chrisman and Baron Browning, the linebacker and the punter, Drew Chrisman, the punter, also going to be unavailable for it. I believe it is, I don't know yet whether or not Chris Olave is for COVID-19 reasons. I'll have to ask. I'm not sure. I don't want to assume. It just is up here on the ticker right here on Fox, so I'll have to pay attention to that. 855-212-4CBS. No, it's not going to be fair, and I got people in on this. I'm going to continue this on the other side. 855-212-4CBS, because I know that it's not fair, and I think that a lot of fans, and just going off of what David in Buffalo had said, a lot of fans, basic sports fans, whether you love a team, hate a team, or have a rooting interest for another team, it's all about fairness. And if they feel that it's unfair, people are going to be upset. And about the expansion to 8, for my business, I like it being 4. I think there's so much more heat when you have 5 Power 5 schools, obviously, or conferences, when you have Power 5 conferences, and you only have 4 spots. I love that heat. I love it when a caller calls in, and that caller's right, like what happened earlier in this hour, where they're saying, well, what if USC would have won yesterday? They would have been 6-0. The USC did the best thing. They were 6-0. Why can't you give it to USC? Why do I have to give it to Ohio State? Why do I have to give it to either? Both of them played 6 games. Why does one have an argument over the other? USC has a very decorated history in its own right. Hell, that's based in Los Angeles. I love those arguments. But if I got it to 8, I don't know if I'm really getting upset about it. I do think there's a nice argument to be made about upsets. I think it's a nice for an opportunity. Recruiting, I don't think it matters that much to me. So, yeah, I could live with it. 855-212-4CBS. Up next, top 5 subject. We'll roll on with this, and I'm going to celebrate for the little guy for a moment. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.